It happened so fast, she didn't have time to think. Within 60 seconds of entering a virtual reality space called Horizon Venues, a female beta tester says her avatar was, in her words, essentially but virtually gang-raped. According to the woman, 3 or 4 avatars with male voices verbally and sexually assaulted her own avatar. As she tried to get away, one of them yelled, "Don't pretend you didn't like it." Horizon Venues is built by Meta, Facebook's parent company. It's a place designed for you and your avatar to attend things like concerts and comedy shows. It's part of what's being called the next generation of the internet. I'm talking about the metaverse. What's the metaverse? Well, using a headset and controllers like these, you and your 3D avatar enter a virtual reality space to interact with other users in a digital community. These multiplayer worlds already exist, places like Fortnite and Decentraland. But the idea is for the metaverse to one day be interoperable, so your avatar can travel seamlessly from one virtual world to the next. It's still early days yet, but what's already out there can be totally immersive, compelling, and about as safe as any place on the internet, meaning not especially. So the question is, as companies like Meta, Microsoft, Apple, and Alphabet race to build the next generation of the internet, can they be trusted to create a safe space? Let's think about that for a sec. The same companies whose products have been exploited for online sexual harassment, cyberbullying, and private data leaks galore want to bring us the internet on steroids. So yeah, what could go wrong? After what happened in Horizon Venues, Meta promised to fight sexual harassment by making personal safety features more accessible and intuitive. It's a step in the right direction. But then there's the whole privacy thing. When Mark Zuckerberg announced the rebranding of his company, he made a point of saying that Meta's vision would remain unchanged.
Our mission remains the same. It's still about bringing people together.
That's right, bringing people together to sell them stuff. Because Meta exists to collect as much of your personal information as possible. That allows them to hit you with the advertising world's equivalent of a smart bomb, an ad that can't miss. Trouble is, our information gets used against us. Remember Cambridge Analytica? Consultants collected data from millions of Facebook users without asking, then used it in targeted political messaging, like boosting the Brexit campaign. And Meta isn't alone. Italian regulators have hit Apple and Google with hefty fines for what they called aggressive data practices. And beyond data, there's the whole business of making it super easy to spread disinformation. A nice way of saying lies. As Russia was invading Ukraine, Poland and the Baltic states pushed Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter to remove Russian disinformation on their platforms. So yeah, there's a problem of trust there. Now, when it comes to creating a safe space in the metaverse, we can draw some lessons from the old internet, which launched in 1983. It took 35 years until 2018 before consumers in Europe were given more control over their personal information, under something called the General Data Protection Regulation. In the United States, online content regulations haven't been updated since they were written in 1996. There's finally some talk on Capitol Hill of an upgrade. So here we are. The metaverse is taking shape. But as it does, it's important to talk through the rules and responsibilities that should apply to the corporations building these new worlds, to protect our privacy, cut down on the lies, and ensure everyone is treated with respect. And we need to do it now, not in 35 years.